sites, when they passed, and they, we've never been able to do anything with the land. They've had it since 94. So they passed. I ended up, I had to take the land. It went into probate. I was the last remaining. So they combined all the lots together. That's why it's under one tax return for a 6.1 acres. And that was it. I can't get rid of it until someone decides to do something around me. Once someone decides to do something, but as far as I know, the Hershey property, they're doing absolutely nothing with it. Don't plan on it. As far as I know, Bruce is. And so it has to be the people below me or above me. And that's all I've been waiting on, is for one of them to do something and they'll open up the property. Then I really don't want it, but I can't sell it and get any value out of it. So, like, I just talked to a realtor. That's why I thought you were a realtor at first. That's about it. Who do I got calling? Hold on. Never mind. That's it. I've just been waiting.
So there's no recorded easement.
Even the property has been valued higher. You guys had it at like 1,400 or something like that, 1,100. I can't remember what it was at. And that's what I've been paying taxes on until something can be done. But this tax increase is going to be more than the value of the property. That's why I was shocked. It went up 10 times in value. It literally went up more than 10, 20. I think 20 times the value that was appreciated of the value before. So I don't want it landlocked. Trust me, I wanted to do something, but it is. It's just landlocked.
Is there any kind of easement of record or anything on the to or from the property?
Yeah, so I went to the county and I asked them. I actually went to the office that the Landing Commission office or whatever it is that plans it, I went to the office that actually broke it up. And I spoke to the person who did, and I said, where is this easement? Where is it? And that was 5 years ago when I moved here, almost 5 years ago, about 4.5 years ago. And he said, we're not granting you any easement. And there's no way to get to the property. There's no up pump. You can't fill. I said, is there any way to build? Can I get something above it? He goes, no, man. You don't have a pump. You don't have anything. You can't do anything. The property is mainly cliff. I think there's maybe half an acre at the bottom that's kind of flat, but it gets flat, flooded out. And the only way that property is going to be useful is one of the other properties opens up, starts developing, and uses it. That's why we've been sitting on it since 1994. And I'm at a point where I wanted to get rid of it, and I called realtors, and I found out that they can't get anybody. Two of them even bothered to call me back at first. The others were nice enough to go, man, I don't know what to do with this. I go, either do I. So I was just going to sit on it until something could happen. But I'm going to get buried in taxes for something that could sit there another 20, 30 years and it's useless land.
Okay, you know of no. When you said you came over here to find out if there was an easement, you said there was. They told you there was no easement to it?
Yeah, it seems to be the county's. The only thing that there is on the county side, and the county, when they did the paperwork, evidently when my dad and brother signed with them, the paperwork stated that they forfeited the easement for mineral and gave the mineral rights up. And I went, wait, what? And that's what I was told, and that's what the problem is with it. So the only way to work with it is going through the top property or the bottom property. And those are owned. So.
Yeah. Okay, but you don't have any agreement with any of the other owners to access your property?
No.
Have you ever gone up there and walked it?
This is the closest I've seen there a chance for the property, because, as you know, they developed on the other side of the ridge. So I was hoping that those people would come over, get active with the property above me, and then there might be a chance to open this up and do something. That's it. Until that ridge got developed, there was nothing going on. But no one's coming over. No one's doing anything with it. And I had talked to Sherry Pershing, and she said, no one's contacting anything on that property. And I went, okay, nothing's coming over. So when I got this assessment, I thought the property was being opened up. When I first got this assessment, I'm like, whoa, that's a huge number. And that's when I called. I said, are they, the developers coming in? Are they ready to go? And they're like, no, we're just doing an assessment about farmland. And I'm like, this ain't farm. And on my tax return, I mean, you know, when I get my bill every year, it says it's zoned for residential. So I was like, okay, well, why are they saying farm when it's already zoned for residential? It's just valueless residential land.
How many acres is this?
40? 6.1. No, 6.1.
Okay.
It was part of a 40. Yeah, it was part of a 40 that got broken up. So I got like an acre and a half. My brother got 2.5. My dad got like 2.5, something like that. The county took 13 right down the middle. I think it was 13. And then on the opposite side of the county is another, 15 left over or whatever. And that's the Hershings. As far as I know, she might have given that land away, actually, because when I talked to her, she did tell me she gave away all the land. So I think it was given away. It might be under another name.
David.
Yes.
So when things are undervalued for decades and you have to figure out what it could be worth now, we did the land study. We went with as low as we could on acreage. We went with 4356 an acre. And so if you kind of translate this, you know, he's been paying $50 a year on taxes. He is going to go up to around 560 maybe. But when you think about anybody else in the county in the Branson School District, they're paying, you know, more than that, even on a lot in a subdivision. I mean, this is 6 acres. I mean, I can't help it. It's where it's at. I mean, somebody has to get the easement. And I talked to my mapping person, and she said, you just have to go to court and have a judge, if you don't have an easement on it, have a judge give you the easement to where you can get through.
Yes, but it currently doesn't have one. That's correct. So you'd have that cost to go in there and do it.
So we're not valuing this as a lot, like for Branson Hills, it's $65,000 or $75,000 for a lot. We're talking about, you know, just a 6-acre plot, but
No. It's
at the minimum value that we did across the whole school district and across the county. We've done this for all the land because we were trying to equalize it among people.
I can appreciate that. I mean, I can appreciate that you're trying to equalize, to treat everybody the same. I think what concerns me about this particular tract is it's one, even if it had access, its ability to be developed, but two, if it doesn't have access, at this point, I'm a little concerned that makes this different. Doesn't mean that most of what you've done might not be supportable in what you've done, but at this particular tract of land, I'm a little concerned about having zero access. I don't know what everybody else's thought is.
I wouldn't be able to sell it for that. There'd be no way I could sell it for that.
And if you look at the topo of the grade of the property, it's cliff. It really is. You can't develop anything on it except at the top or bottom, and that's where it connects to other properties. So it would have to be a part of another property to even be able to do anything. That's why this whole ridge would have to go at once. Basically, all the properties would have to go at once and into a development to even be able to access it or do anything with it. I think that's why no one, the person that owns it below me has owned that for decades too. Same with above me. There's nothing they can do.
So this was divided.
There's not even the infrastructure.
This 6.1 that was the 6.1 that was carved out, that was carved out clear back in the 90s.
Yeah. And I'm stuck with it. I got to sit on it now because I basically got it through them passing. And so I.
So it was previously valued at $10,000. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. What was it previously valued at?
I want to say it was
like $1,400. My last taxes, when I called, they said they valued all the land around $1,400, and my taxes were like.
He was at $3,520.
I think it was $40 a year or $48 a year. Or something.
He was at $3,521.
$3,529, and so he was paying.
Right.
Yeah, I was paying like $40 in taxes.
Yeah, about 40.
Or $38 in taxes.
About $1,000 for every $100,000, so it's probably $260 or $270 now, based on last year's value.
So about $60 an acre.
And the one below it has zero value because in Missouri,
it was about $60 an acre. Four,
but
that sense,
it's kind
that
of a fallacy, though, that
6.1.
You can't build in Taney County because you've seen the lots along Table Rock. You've seen the lots along some of these cliffs.
It's landlocked.
Somebody decides
that's
to put something there, they put it there.
No, I we understand. It takes a lot of money, but yes, you can develop on a hillside. Again, I kind of echo what Jerry said. More of my concern right now is I understand that he may have relatives or something or people that he knows surrounding. I'm still a little concerned that there's nothing of record in 40.
I'm not connected with them.
If
my lots don't connect to mine, so I can't get access through theirs.
Through the people that are family, you mean?
Yeah, we're completely separated by 13 acres,
okay.
Or 15 acres. So there's no connection, and the other property is on the other side of the ridge, the other side of the road.
Because the county...
And it's actually on the other side of the road through a development to another empty lot. So they're way into another development across on the other side of the ridge that looks at the lake. We're on this side of the ridge. And I'm divided by 13 acres or 15 acres from the next land that might still be family land, but I don't think it is. So they can't do anything. The people that I am attached to is the county, the lot above me, and the one below me. The one below me wraps around to the right of me, as far as I recall. And it's acres till I get to a road there, and it's acres till I get to a road above me. So it's just, it is what it is. Yeah, I know I'm trapped with it. We've been trapped with it since the 90s. And I've been, so I've just been waiting on it. I'm even thinking, am I going to die owning this property? Because it's getting to that point, I'm the last one alive. And I'm 56. That's why I was trying to unload the land.
Seems
I'm like,
like
look,
we
man,
more than doubled
it's almost
back
like a curse.
21.
Like, I don't want this to go through my whole family. And,
understand.
Jesse
had a question.
I think, are they developing the land east of you?
No, everything on this side of the ridge are not.
Okay.
The other side, they put the... what do you call it, the cabins or whatever, where those developers came in and put those rentals/houses, that's on the other side of the road, I would say west? I don't know, but it's where all those development they did on the, I don't mean opposite side of the road, like connecting me, like left or part of, what do you call it, Safari Road. The ridge, when you go to the top top, that road on the opposite side, they've developed.
I think you could sell for
that was
$6,100.
I've ever had that.
6.1 acres, 6,100. I don't know.
But they built that a while ago, and my understanding is that's it. They're staying on that.